Hi! So I'm really, really excited to record this podcast today. So it's like a summary of a song I used to sing when I was going through a very rough time in my life. And then a very interesting part of the song is saying something like, I stand not on my merit, I have no other stand. I'm hidden in His presence. I'm held by His own hands. Even a lot of us are going through very hard situations right now. And people feel lost. A lot of people feel abandoned. A lot of people feel hopeless. But I want you to know that even in the midst of grief and strife, God's grace is all sufficient and by His wisdom planned. I hope you enjoy this song. Amen. Oh, Christ is the fountain, the deep sweet well of life. Its living streams I've tasted, which save from grief and strife. And to an ocean fullness, His mercy doth expand.
Another day. I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He is a wonderful Savior to me. I was bound by fear, but Jesus set me free. He is a wonderful Savior to me. For he is a wonderful Savior to me. He is a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a friend so true, so patient, and so kind. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Everything I need in Him, I'll always find. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's always near to comfort and to cheer. He forgives my sins. He dries my every tear. Dearer grows the love of Jesus day by day. Sweeter is His grace while pressing on my way. He is a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. As you listen to this song, I hope you enjoy.
I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was bound by fear, but Jesus set me free. He's a wonderful Savior to me. So true, so patient and so kind. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Everything I need in Him I always find. He's a wonderful Savior to me.
For He's a wonderful Savior to me.
He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me.
He's always near to comfort and to cheer. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He forgives my sins. He dries my every tear. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. There grows the love of Jesus day by day. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Sweeter is His grace while pressing on my way. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was bound by fear, but Jesus set me free. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. And He can be a wonderful Savior to you. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a friend so true, so patient and so kind. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Everything I need in Him I always find. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. We were lost in sin and Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's always near to comfort and to cheer. Just open up your heart to Him. He forgives our sins. He dries out every tear. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He can be your Savior too. We were lost in sin, but Jesus died for us. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Dearer grows the love of Jesus day by day. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Sweeter is His grace while pressing on my way. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Hallelujah.
Hi. I'm so excited to be recording this podcast at this point in time. And so, I'm going to be starting the speaking today with a song. And the song is a hymn, Why Should I Worry, Doubt, and Fear? Hymn 1003. Now, it's very, very comforting. And I want to just read the lyrics to you. Why should I worry, doubt, and fear? Has God not caused His Son to bear my sins upon the tree? You know, for me, forgiveness He has gained, and full acquittal was obtained. All debts of sin are paid. God will not have His claim unto, first on His Son, my surety true, and then upon me laid. So now I have full peace and rest. My Savior Christ has done the best. He has set me wholly free. By His all-efficacious blood, I never could be condemned by God, for He has died for me. So as you listen to this whole podcast, I want you to just sit down and enjoy the song and the speaking.
Has God not cast His Son to bear my sins upon the tree? The death of death for me has paid. But God had not the mind of me to claim again doubt and fear. Has God not caused His Son to bear my sins upon the tree? The debt that Christ for me has paid, would God another might have made to claim again from me. Redemption through the Lord has made, and all my debts has fully paid. From love to set me free, I fear not for the wrath of God, for I've been sprinkled with His blood. It wholly covers me. For me forgiveness He has gained, and full acquittal was obtained. All debt of sins are paid. God would not have His claim unto, first on His Son my surety true, and then upon me laid. So now I have food, peace and rest. My Savior Christ has done the best and set me wholly free. By his efficacious blood, I now could be condemned by God, for he has died for me. So now I have food, peace, and rest. My Savior Christ has done the best and set me wholly free. By his efficacious blood, I never could be condemned by God, for he has died for me. For he has died for me. From now to set me free, I fear no fall, the wrath of God, for I've been sprinkled with his blood, he holy covers me.
Because of the prevailing situation, there has been a lot of loss in terms of life, health, job. So a lot of people are really at a very sad stage of life. This is the kind of thing that happens, people say, once in a century, and it has happened in this century, in this turn of this year. And a lot of people are wondering, why is this kind of thing happening right now? Why am I experiencing this right now? Why is this even happening to me at all? So for a lot of people, your question might be, why would something bad happen? That's a question that a lot of people are asking, a lot of people are wondering about. It's like a question in our hearts that we ask ourselves, what's really the meaning of this whole experience, this whole sad situation that's happening? Well, the fact is, a lot of times from history till now, a lot of sad things have happened. Our human experience has not always been very pleasant for a lot of people. Sometimes we have had very happy times, we've had very joyful times, but also we've had some low times, we've had sad times in our lives. Then we might wonder, what's the meaning of this experience? I'm going to be sharing a story with you today that would maybe give you comfort, or more of give you an understanding, or help you see at least a little bit bigger than what you're currently seeing. Now, I'll take you to the book of Acts. Paul and Silas were doing the Lord's work. They were doing something really good in this particular city. And during that period, they did something really good, but things turned out bad for them. Now, I want you to listen and enjoy. And I hope this story will give you like a source of comfort to your heart, or give you a point to just look at, to see and understand what might be going on. So I'll be starting from the book of Acts chapter 16. And I'm going to start from the book of, I'm going to start from the verse 22. And the crowd rose up together against them. And the magistrates tore off their garments and ordered some to beat them with rods. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them securely. Who, having received such a charge, threw them into the inner prison and secured their feet in the stocks. Now, Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel at this point in time in the city. And then, during that period, there was this lady who had been going through a particular situation. And because of Paul and Silas' presence, this lady was delivered. Now, a lot of people in the city saw that. And then this Paul and Silas did something that was good, but this kind of upset the other people. And then they beat them and threw them in prison. One person would have wondered, if this was like a personal experience, the question would be, I did something good. Why would God allow this kind of situation to happen to me, that I will be maybe beaten, or I will have to go through this unpleasant circumstance? That could have been the thought process of us, like in today's kind of world. But I want you to see what happened in verse 20, 25. And about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying, sang hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Imagine a very unpleasant situation. These two people were instead praising God, singing hymns and praying. Wow. Now, in verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And instantly all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Now, in that prison, there was an earthquake. All the prison doors burst open in the midst of Paul and Silas' praise. Now, these were two people who were unjustly thrown into prison. And then this kind of miracle happens in the prison. What do you think you would have done if it was you? Maybe I would have said, wow, this is an answer to my prayer. Time to leave. But instead, verse 27 says, and the jailer, waking up out of his sleep and seeing the doors of the prison opened, drew his sword and was about to do away with himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Now, in that time, if prisoners should escape, the jailer would go in for it. So, him seeing all the doors open, his mindset was, oh my God, all the prisoners have escaped. I'm in trouble. I have to end this right now. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, do no harm to yourself, for we are all here. And the jailer asked for light and rushed in. And trembling, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And leading them outside, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Imagine these people, Paul and Silas, had to go through that experience of suffering such that the jailer could come to salvation. It's so interesting to see how sometimes our experience is just a part of the picture. But looking at the bigger picture, when God opens our eyes to see more, we get to see that it's so much more than just us, than just our unpleasant circumstance, even when it's very painful. And leading them outside, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of God to him together with all those in his house. And he took them with him in that very hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized immediately, he and all his household. Wow. Now, from a very unpleasant circumstance, Paul and Silas didn't dwell on their problem, their pain, their situation. They praised God. And when the deliverance came, it was so interesting to see that deliverance was more for the jailer and his family to come to enjoy the Lord. You know, and then the funny thing was, verse 35, now when day came, the magistrate sent the lictor saying, release those men. And the jailer reported these words to Paul. Now imagine they had to go through this unpleasant circumstance for the jailer and his household to be saved. The next day they were released. Sometimes when we go through painful situations, sometimes the Lord wants to work out something. To us, we can easily become very distracted with the fact that this hurts so much. Lord, why you allow me go through this? Why we allow this kind of bad thing to happen to me? But the Lord might have another plan for us to gain more of him, or for us, for our life, for us, things to get better for us, or through us, for someone else. Now, in our human understanding, our human feeling, we might feel, but why do I have to go through this problem? Can't things still work out without me going through problems or me going through pain? Sometimes in our human experience, we won't turn to the Lord, or we won't even seek the Lord's help, or even think of the Lord when everything is going very well. We are more concerned with, okay, I need to do this. Yeah, I've done this. I need to do this. Oh, I've done that. There's another thing to do. Okay, yes, I've achieved this. We do not turn and see that things are really more than us. But when we go through things that stop us in our tracks, we realize that we have nothing of ourselves. We need the Lord's help. We need the Lord. It turns us, from me, myself, I, to look at the Lord Jesus. Now you might be wondering, how does that relate to me and my present circumstance? I want you to know that everything that we are going through right now, it might be very, very upsetting, very painful, or very sad. Our human experience has those times when we go through such negative and painful experiences that we feel like, Lord, just let this pass. But sometimes God allows us to go through that, not because he likes us to suffer, not because he likes to see us cry or see us beg or see us go through painful experiences. But sometimes God is always working behind the scene for his good pleasure for us. God's plan for us is of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. It's just like the process of a plant. When we plant a seed in the soil, it's not immediately it germinates and is bringing forth fruit. The sun hits the soil, the rain comes down, and after a period, there is growth. Now, in our experience, we might be at that stage of feeling the heat of the sun, and we are feeling the scorching sun, and it's so hot that we're like, why can't I have a fruit at this time? But we can turn to the Lord and gain God even in that painful situation. You might feel, I don't really know the Lord. How am I supposed to gain the Lord? You can easily pray, Lord Jesus, I don't know you, but I want to know you. Reveal yourself to me. Show me what is the meaning of this painful experience. How am I supposed to go on? What am I supposed to learn? Sometimes you might be like, but I don't believe. You can simply say, Lord, I don't know how to believe. If you are real, reveal yourself to me. God is approachable. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to perish, but that all should come to repentance. So if you're at that crossroad in your life, you can just pray this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I don't know how else to go on. Lord, come into my heart, forgive me, and I want you to show me the way. Hallelujah. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this speaking. It's something I enjoyed, something that I had an experience that I went through. And I'm able to see this from the word, and I decided to share in this podcast. Thank you very much.
Excellent name in all the earth. Let every people, tribe, and tongue proclaim his boundless word. How lovely, how lovely to one, how as established praise. That thou mayst heal thine enemy, and swiftly end his days. When we the universe behold, the work of thy great hand, the moon and stars which thou ordained by lofty wisdom plan. Oh, what is man that thou shouldst care, that thou shouldst mindful be? The Son of Man, thou visitest in thine economy. O Jesus, Lord, thou art the man, the one who joined our race, who put upon himself the flesh and took a lower place. But now with glory thou art crowned, with sovereignty complete. Now through thy body thou dost rule, with all beneath thy feet. Thine incarnation rising to, and thy transcendency, thy lordship hath she kingdom, food and body, here we see. By all the steps of work divine, thou has established praise. We overflow in heart to thee, our joyful voice we raise. Oh, soon that blessed day shall come, all tongues this word shall peal. But in the local churches now, we have a fort Israel. Oh Lord, our Lord, our excellent, thy name in all the earth. Let every people, tribe, and tongue proclaim its boundless words.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we worship you. Oh, Lord Jesus, just help me grow in grace. Amen. So here the dark has lifted, evermore flow under me. Lord, I live because thou livest, therefore give more life to me. Therefore speed me in the race, therefore let me grow in grace. Therefore speed me in the race, therefore let me grow in grace. Deep in all thy work, O Master, strengthen every downward root. Only do the ripen faster, more and more thy pleasant fruit. Purge me, prune me, self-abase, only let me grow in grace. Purge me, prune me, self-abase, only let me grow in grace. Let me grow by sun and shower, every moment water me. Make me really hour by hour, more and more conform to thee. That the loving I may trace, day by day my growth in grace. That the loving I may trace, day by day thy growth in grace. From thy fullness grace outpouring, show me ever greater things. Raise me higher, sunward soaring, mountain as an eagle's wings. Wrapped in brightness of thy face, ever let me grow in grace. In the brightness of thy face, ever let me grow in grace. Let me then be always growing, never, never standing still. Listening, learning, better knowing thee and thy most blessed will. Till I will the glorious race, daily let me grow in grace. Till I will the glorious race, daily let me grow in grace.